Okay, good. So this is a diffusion exercise. And so what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs or arms, find a comfy spot for your head. And when you're ready, just allow yourself to close your eyes and nestle back into the chair, the bed, the sofa, wherever you lay, wherever you sit. And just allow yourself to be comfortable. And for the first few moments, all I'd like you to do is take some deep, long, slow breaths in. And if you want, breathing in through your nose, or if it's more comfortable, in through your mouth. Breathing in nice and deep and slow into 7 and all the way out to 11. Focusing on the movement of the air. Focusing on the wonderful sense of release you feel as you let that breath all the way out. Breathing in nice and deep and slow into 7. And then all the way out, all the way to 11. Nice and slow into 7. And out. So as you continue to focus on your breath, I'd like to take a moment to describe the exercise, the diffusion exercise for you. So diffusion is simply separating so we can get perspective on thoughts, on feelings, on behaviors, urges, on triggers. So we can step back and get perspective. So this exercise is geared towards helping you step back. But the first step, obviously, is recognizing thoughts, recognizing feelings, urges, triggers, recognizing all of those things. As you may recall from different times in your past, when distressing thoughts come up, especially the very familiar ones, we have a tendency of getting hooked in them. We have a tendency of not questioning, but just simply getting hooked. And when we get hooked on those thoughts, we react, we get worked up, we get nervous, anxious, sad. We react in one way or another, or we avoid. And so very habitual, common reactions more easily to hook us. So the exercise is to help us step back, observe these triggers, observe our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, observe our urges, and to simply stop and to look at them. So just taking some more time to getting centered and focused on the breath. Noticing the gentle rise and fall of your breath in your chest, in your tummy. There's no need to control your breath in any particular way. Just allow it to flow easily, in and out, comfortably, in and out. And after a few moments of focusing on your breath, it might be helpful to imagine you're sitting next to a small stream on a warm autumn day. And as you gaze down at the stream, you notice a number of large leaves floating down the stream. The leaves are of many different colors, shapes, and sizes, drifting along, each drifting down the stream at its own pace, one by one, moving slowly in the current, some getting snagged on rocks in the stream. But just allow yourself to float and to watch the leaves drifting by. With every exhalation now, just letting your exhalation remove more and more tension from your body as you watch the stream and the leaves drifting by. Every exhalation just allows your whole body to relax more and more. Feeling your overall physical form beside the stream, as if you're watching you from above, feeling you sitting there in entirety, feeling and seeing the sensations, the vibrations, the movements, and all of those things, sensations, movements, and vibrations, they dance, changing throughout your body, moment to moment. And then letting your awareness open up further to the space around you. Letting the sounds around you wash over you. Listening to the changing play of the sounds. The movement of the sounds. Not just with your ears, but your whole presence. And with your eyes still closed, imagining the sensations and the images dancing around. Imagining and feeling, sensing the light at the eyelids. Flickering, light and dark. Shadows, light. Taking a few moments to really attend to the visual changes. Feeling your breath, sensing the space around you. Letting all of your senses be wide open. Taking time to listen, feel the moment-to-moment experience, the changing, flowing sensations, the aliveness within and outside of you. And throughout this exercise, your mind may wander, and that's natural. Whenever you notice your mind has wandered, you can bring your attention back to focusing on your breath without judging, criticizing, without frustration. Just bring your attention back to your breath and riding the wave of your breathing, fully conscious of the duration of each breath, moment to moment. Using your breath as an anchor to help you refocus. Bringing back your awareness to the wonderful sensations, images, the changing nature of them within and outside. So the breath is your anchor. Whenever your mind drifts, just come back to your breath, the ebb and the flow, the natural rhythm of it, like a wave in the ocean. And so when you're ready, shift your attention to a situation that is distressing but important to you to work through. It can be any situation. Something that was difficult to manage, or you'd like to manage it in a different way. could be a troubling interaction, troubling thought, an image, a worry, an intense bodily reaction. So gently and directly and firmly direct your attention there. Noticing as you do any resistance to going there, to revisiting it. Any discomfort in your body, no matter how slight. Notice strong feelings that may arise, the many different kinds of feelings. Allowing them to be there as they are, not trying to change them, figure them out, justify them, question them. Just allowing them to be there as they are, not as your mind tells you they are. As your mind tries to make sense of things as it naturally does. Watching your mind try to sort it, make sense of it, classify it. Rather than going there, notice it as it is, not as your mind tells you it is or makes it into. Simply hold all these things in awareness as best you can, and it may ebb and flow, and that's okay. Make space, open up for the distress, accepting and allowing it to be there. Compassionately focused on the distress as it is, not as you'd like it to be or want it to be. And again, if you notice yourself tensing up and resisting, pushing away from revisiting the experience, just acknowledge that and see if you can make some space for the resistance, for whatever you're experiencing as it is, not as your mind tells you it is. Must these feelings, these experiences, these sensations in your body be your enemy? Can you make space for it, notice it, have it, own it, let it be? Can you make room for discomfort, as much room as it needs, for tension, for anxiety, for sadness, despair, frustration? Notice what it really feels like moment to moment to have it all there in its honesty. Invite the discomfort that you're experiencing, saying to yourself, let me have it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. Invite it in. Amplify the distress, the tension, the worry, the frustration. Let the feelings grow more intense. Imagining, remembering, where you were, perhaps, who was around you. Noticing day or night, inside, outside, time of year. Noticing sounds. Smells. It's okay to let those feelings come up now. We'll move towards them and eventually through them. Remember as many details as you can, what you were thinking about you, what you were thinking about the situation. The other person, what you so desperately wanted to do, to say, if you had a magic wand. Notice what you're feeling in your body, what you're doing or not doing, what you're believing and wanting, what the trigger was inside or outside, internal, external. Notice it all, let it be there, invite it in. Let it take up as much space as it needs, your entire body, the entire room, the entire building, the entire block. Notice the depth of it, the intensity, the expanse of it. Invite it in, let it be as it is, not changing it with your mind. So in order to develop more perspective, separation, diffusion from what can be emotionally overwhelming habitual situations, the most important thing to do when you're feeling distress is to stop. It's not what we do naturally as humans. Instead, we tend to ignore, dismiss, compartmentalize, minimize, sweep it under the rug. We tend to push it aside. But what's left unaddressed simply festers, grows, and comes up in some untoward way at some time in the future. So the most important thing to do is to do the counterintuitive thing, stop. Not ignore it, not dismiss it, not minimize, not compartmentalize, not sweep it under the rug, but simply stop. And stop pausing for presence, for awareness is so important. Awareness of all those things we just discussed, what you're feeling, the many emotions, believing, thinking, what's going on in your body. What are you reacting to? Where's the trigger, inside or out? What is it you want to do? What is the temptation? What is it you're believing, wanting, avoiding? What are the thoughts? What are the feelings? What's the somatic experience in your body? What are the urges? What's the trigger? How long-standing is it? And we'll notice too the resistance. Notice it all. Notice all those six things. The resistance, the trigger, the behavior, the thinking, the feeling, the somatic, the emotions. Notice them all. So stopping is the single most important first thing to do. Recognizing what's going on for you. And as you do that, we tend to become less reactive. We tend to be able to manage situations more effectively. But we first have to give ourselves permission to acknowledge what's happening in that moment. By stopping, going, what's happening for me right now? Sometimes we need to take a break from the moment we're in to separate ourselves to do this, making a quick trip to a bathroom when we feel distress, so that we can do this first step of stopping and checking in, noticing. So stopping is the single most important thing. So the acronym of this exercise is STTOP. The S stands for stop. The T stands for taking some breaths. So if we can do it where we are, take as many long, slow, deep breaths as you can, as you need. Not to change what the experience is, but rather to connect to what the experience is. So stop and take as many deep breaths as you can. The second T is to take notice. Stop, take deep breaths, take notice. And again, take notice of what you're feeling in your body. Where do you feel it? What is it you're feeling? Take notice of the emotions, the many emotions you're feeling. Where do you feel them in your body? Take notice of what you're thinking, believing, wanting. Take notice of the importance, the hope. Take notice of what you're believing about yourself, about the other person. So take notice of the body and what's happening. Take notice of the emotions, the thoughts and the beliefs. Then take notice of what your behavior is, urges, desires, what you want to do, what are you doing. Take notice of what the trigger was. Was it inside? Was it outside? Don't need to change it, justify it, challenge it. You're just noticing. And lastly, take notice if there's resistance. So take notice of the body and what's happening. Take notice of the emotions and what you're feeling. Put words to them. Take notice of the thoughts and beliefs. Take notice of the behaviors, what you're doing or not doing. Take notice of the triggers, inside or out. And take notice of resistance. So stop. Take deep breaths as you take notice. So then, the O is to observe what happens as you continue to take notice. Observe what happens as you give it space. Take notice as you observe the emotion. I have the emotion of, I have the thought of. So you're observing without identifying with. When we identify with something, we say, I am angry. When we observe, we say, I have the feeling of anger. And when we do that, we separate from it. We notice the anger. So I have the thought of, I have the feeling of, I have the somatic experience in my body, say tightness or tension or heaviness. I have the urge or behavior or to do or to avoid this. Take notice of the trigger and take notice of the resistance. So as you observe and you observe, you're noticing what happens to the intensity as you sit with it. Notice what your body wants most. What's the feeling and what does it want from you? Notice what's underneath the anger. Is it resentment, embarrassment, insignificance? Feeling inept, unequal. It's usually something underneath anger unless we're directly threatened. So underneath the anger, what's the emotion? Sadness, is it hopelessness, frustration? This will never change. So notice what the feeling is and what it wants. Observe it all. Investigate all of this with kindness and compassion, for this is your experience in this moment. So as you observe, as long as it takes, all of the different components, observing the thoughts, the feelings, what's happening in your body, the urges, observing the trigger, the resistance, observing it all, it changes all on its own. Observe that as well. Observe how as you sit with it, it changes. And as you sit with it, as you imagine each thought, each experience, each emotion, each urge, each trigger is like one of those leaves floating down the stream. Even something we felt intensely 2 weeks ago is no longer intense, and the leaf passes us by. It's ever changing, the trigger, the thoughts, the feelings, flowing down more and more leaves, different leaves, all of them unique, floating down the river. Our thoughts are ever changing. Our emotions are always changing. Our experience and reaction to them are always changing. The resistance changes. So it makes perfect sense to sit with these things, observe them, understand them, notice them, to not cling to them too tightly, to not ignore them, but also to not make them into something bigger than they are, because they will change, they will pass us by. And as we just watch these experiences, we get more perspective. They become like leaves floating down the stream. And it's not that we don't do something about them, but we want to do things, act in a way that meets our needs, that addresses the issue rather than responding in the moment. So as we invite it in, we get more perspective. We're able to step out of the experience and address it in a way that is helpful for us. So the P in stop, after the distress is lessened, after the awareness is heightened, the acceptance is heightened, the understanding is heightened, the P in stop is to plan to address this situation in a way that is different than you would have done in the past. So plan to respond in a way that would be markedly different, perhaps almost opposite to what you would have done in the past. And also to plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion, respect, and kindness. So plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than you would have done in the past. And this is just trying to get at learning and growth, moving out of our comfort zone. So plan to respond in a way that would be markedly different than you had in the past. And plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion, kindness, and respect. So when you think about this situation that you brought to mind, and you imagine the future, if it were to happen again, with compassion and kindness and understanding that this is a skill that develops over time, the more we exercise it, the more we flex that muscles. What is one thing that you would like to do that would be a marked departure from the way you would have handled this situation in the past? So just quietly bringing that to mind. When you think about this situation, how would you like to handle it in the future in a way that would be a marked departure from the past? Giving you a few moments as I'm quiet to bring that to mind. It doesn't need to be perfect. It's just an idea. It's just a starting point. Good. And the other part of P is, how would you respond to this in a way that showed you compassion, showed you kindness, showed you respect? Compassion, kindness, and respect. Taking a few more moments to focus on your breath. Focus on the easy flow of the breath in and out. Just remembering, this exercise of diffusion is to walk towards what is difficult. And when we walk towards what is difficult, we can walk through it. Often, as I mentioned, we as humans do the exact opposite. We push our feelings down, we deny them, we minimize them, we dismiss them, we invalidate ourselves, we push things out of mind and put them on a shelf, we sweep them under the rug. But as you know, things fester. Frustration, sadness, anger, resentment. It festers. And when it does, we tend to be triggered easily. We blow quickly, get anxious or sad more easily. And that's how unaddressed emotion festers. So it makes more sense to do the counterintuitive and more challenging thing, which is to sit with emotion, sit with our thoughts, our feelings, our triggers, our urges, to examine them, to take notice of all these things and the resistance, to take notice what it's telling you, what you need, to sit with them, knowing the distress will pass, just like leaves on the stream. And as we do this more and more, the skill gets stronger. Our perspective taking gets stronger. So our diffusion, which is separation, and the ability to watch, observe, understand emotion, thoughts, reactions, behaviors, gets stronger. And as we do that, we experience less distress and we're better able to take care of ourselves. So STTOP, just to quickly recap, whenever we experience distress, no matter whether it's mild, moderate, or severe, we stop. And if that requires us to separate, to do this, we separate, but we stop. Then we take deep breaths, and then we take notice. And we observe what happens as we observe. We observe what happens as we allow, understand. And then we plan to respond in a way that would be a marked departure from the past, and plan to respond in a way that shows ourselves compassion, kindness, and respect. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.